it's so important to celebrate the wins. It is so much easier to hang on to all of the negative stuff. That one troll, that one comment, that one didn't happen sale or didn't happen title or whatever you're working towards. And it is far more impactful to celebrate those wins. Again, it's about confidence and building yourself up and building your team up, the people around you. It is infectious. It really makes you feel like you are doing something and getting somewhere. Yet it's so easy to overlook.
Hey there, and welcome to the Corporate Side Hustler Podcast. And I am your host, Lisa Rigoli, HR manager by day, Instagram manager by night, a wife and a mom of two beautiful girls. Now, in 2014, I walked away from the dream job I worked 9+ years to get to. And here's the deal. I said no to this opportunity because I knew in my gut, I no longer wanted to climb the corporate ladder, but I wasn't ready to leave the corporate world. So I created this podcast channel to support you busy women to maximize your time while juggling all the things. Each week, my guests and I are sharing how you can attract, nurture, and connect with your ideal audience with intentionality without spending countless hours online. We get the struggle of the juggle, and we want to remind you that you can build and run a profitable side business while working your demanding day job. Thanks for tuning in. Now, let's jump into today's episode. Hey, Shay, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I am excited for you to be here and this topic that we're going to dive into. But before we get started, I would love just for you to share a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, my name is Shay Smith. I am a mother of two young children. I'm a leadership coach, and I'm also an executive director with a company called Beauty Counter. And so I kind of live in both the educational world and the clean living, clean beauty family life.
And Shay just shared a little something special before we recorded. Where are you off to in a few days?
I am packing up my girls and we are headed to Athens, Greece. My husband is in the film industry and he is working over there. He's been over there for about a month and we get the opportunity to go stay with him as we take on a brand new adventure.
I'm so excited for you. And I cannot wait just to hear all the updates as you and your family are together over there, because it is definitely a beautiful place.
I cannot wait to share them. I think it's going to be a wild ride traveling with two under four, but you know, that's
you got
where
this.
The good stories come from, right?
Exactly. Just makes you stronger. It makes you stronger. Exactly. So today we are going to be talking about this, the importance of that healthy leadership mindset, whether we're leading a team or if we're doing it from home or life and so forth. And I know that you have some really great strategies around this, but I'm curious, what sparked your interest to focus on leadership and what specifically around that healthy leadership mindset?
Definitely has come from experience of doing things the wrong way. I tell most of my students I have run businesses and been an employee every wrong way when it comes to mindset and healthy anything, let alone a healthy leadership mindset. It really has been born out of the trial and error, and I would love to help people avoid some of the pitfalls that I held on to and tripped over for way too long, and really have a desire for helping women who are running their own businesses, whether it's on the side of a full-time job, on the side of momming, or anywhere in between, so that they really can make an impact. There's reasons that they want to build these businesses and serve their audience. And if I can help remove some of the barriers so that they can just fly and do it in a way that is sustainable for them and maintains their health and a happy life, which is usually the goal with these businesses, then I'm happy to step in and guide them.
Yeah. And I think this is, I love that you talk from it from a place of, hey, you know what, here's some of the mistakes that I've learned and I want to make you be aware of it. So that way you're learning from my mistakes and being almost normalizing it, right? Because a lot happened when whatever leadership role we're in, whether we are being a mom, whether we are running a business, whatever it is, there's so many unique things that are happening. And if we're not cognizant of what's the healthy way to do that, it almost makes that hustle sound negative, right? Because I think we're all going to be hustling around something, but if we're not being cognizant of like what we can do to be healthy with it, and specifically our mindset, it can take us down a really dark rabbit hole, if you will.
Oh yeah. And it's that type of thing where you're just going, you're going, you're going, like you said, kind of the negative version of the hustle where you're just reacting to everything and getting that next thing done for the sake of whatever's right in front of you. And then you look up weeks, months, years later, a kid's life later, even maybe, and realize, oh my gosh, this is not what I set out to do. Like, I can't keep this up. And I surely don't want people, you know, questioning, should they even, you know, be running the business that they want to run? You know, that's not where we want to get to. We want to avoid that burnout and avoid that space where it's like, I don't know if I can keep serving this community or this audience without taking myself down. And that's, you know, we can stop that way ahead of time.
Exactly. And that's why I love that we're talking about this, because it can be hard, but if we have the right healthy mindset, it will get us through those hard days. Mm-hmm. And I know there's three things that you're going to walk us through to help us do just that. And I would love to kick it off with the first one, which is, I think, do a quick time audit of our week. Tell me a little bit about what that means and what that looks like.
Yeah. You know what? It's one of the simplest things, yet it's often overlooked, is simply looking at your calendar and looking at the tasks that you do on a day-to-day and week-to-week basis to maintain your business and your life, and look at where the time is spent. I am someone who is very goals-oriented and achievement-oriented and have big dreams and big things that I want to do. And, you know, when I look back at some of, even if I went to like a New Year's resolution, you know, I had 5, 10, 15 things that really are lifetime achievement-based, and I was trying to cram them into 1 year. So if we come down to this even smaller, the smaller level, and look at what we need to do to run our business and where our time is being spent, it really can give you a good picture of where your energy is going. And really from there, you can make an assessment of, is this being done in a healthy way? Am I piling too much on, or am I setting goals but not doing enough of the work to even come close to that? Because our mindset really stems from this feeling that we are either on or off the mark, right? So often it's, are we achieving enough? Have I done enough? I should be doing this. All of this stuff that creates negative energy and negative things around our heart and our confidence, which really can pull us down. But if you simply look at what you have to get done and the time that it's taking to do that, you really can make some healthy decisions about where to be going.
Okay. This is, to me, as someone that likes to kind of do like that little gut check every once in a while, I know that this lights me up. I can imagine some people thinking, oh my gosh, I really don't have the time, if you will, right, to do the audit. What's like a good average of how much time we should be spending on this audit?
I would say set a timer and take half an hour to look at what you're doing. Keep it short and snappy, because it does feel counterintuitive to slow down and look at your business, but it's this kind of stuff that's really going to set you up. Because again, if you are just barreling through where you can't even commit 30 minutes one time, even one time a quarter, one time a year, whatever you need to look at where you're spending your time, then that's a problem. If you don't even have time to consider your health in that way, or the health of your business, then that's something that needs to be paid attention to for sure. I get, just in theory, thinking, oh, I don't have that kind of time to take to audit my business, but really it will set you up so well for the future, even the future of this week or your month. And so that when things come up, you can make healthy decisions. Okay, is this really a 911 emergency for my business, or is this something that I really need to table because what I have on my plate right now is too much?
I mean, I love that. As someone that tends to be, well, not tends to be, I'm a recovering people pleaser. So I tend
Same.
So I am saying yes to a lot of things. So I really like this exercise, because it would allow me and my listeners just to take a kind of bird's eye view, right? Of, okay, looking at my calendar, if this is what I said I wanted to go after, let's just call it top three things, but I'm realizing that I'm now spending my time doing all these extra things. It's a good kind of gut check of what can I start getting the confidence to feel more aligned to say no to ensure that I'm spending my time in the areas that I truly need to say yes to and want to say yes to.
Absolutely. I think sometimes there's certain personality types that are afraid of having a schedule, which is totally fine. If that's not for you, that's not what this is about. It's simply taking a look at what you need to do and how much time you need to accomplish it, so that you have the freedom to say yes to all the things that you want to say yes to. Simply knowing what you've got going on helps you confidently make that decision. And by doing so, you're choosing the health of yourself and your mind and your business in that moment, even if you are taking on more things, because you know that you can handle it.
And I love that call out, because I am a calendar person, and there might be some people that are not a calendar person. So I love that you're at least giving us that knowledge of, hey, even if you're not, you can still do an audit that feels right to whatever it is and how you track the things that you're doing each week.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, so many of us get into this business for the flexibility, and it's just all about, you know, knowing when you can flex and not just, well, it's flexible, I'll do it sometime, I'll just push it, or I just need to do everything right now, because that can be overwhelming too. So I totally get that.
Agreed. I like it. Okay. The second step you have for us is around really setting impact-driven and effort-based goals. Can you share a little bit more about that?
Yes. This is something that, again, all of these mindset tips and strategies really are things that set you up for whatever's coming back to you, right? And so if, for example, one of my businesses is in sales, if I'm only setting a sales goal, I need to sell X amount of product or X amount of revenue, that can be really damaging over time, because that's all of the achievement is put on other people, right? I sell a product that is going to take someone time to either understand that they want, or maybe it's their time, their budget, whatever. And that has nothing to do with me. So if I'm constantly living in a space by just this achievement oriented thing that is not in my control, it's really damaging. Yet if I'm setting goals that are more impact driven, that I'm looking at what I'm putting out there. How am I serving people? Maybe I'm serving 3 pieces of new education so that they can make a more informed decision once they go to make a purchase, right? If I am leading my team, how am I serving my team members? Maybe I am trying to build and foster community, so my energy is put there rather than, is my team member hitting this goal? Is my team member getting this title? Things like that. That's really not our business, and our business and responsibility is how we show up. So again, if we keep the focus and the energy on how we are showing up, serving and helping others, it's really going to bring back a lot more stuff for us rather than taking away from us and making us feel like, yet again, we're missing this mark, right? The world is already coming down on us. We're supposed to look a certain way, talk a certain way, be something that maybe we don't feel we are. And that's not for us, right? And so we don't need to bring that into our business as well.
So the corporate side of me appreciates this, because in the corporate world, we are definitely driven to like these specific numbers, right? And to your point, really focusing on controlling maybe certain people and controlling certain aspects of the business. But what I love about this is a real reframe of the mindset. You're still getting to that goal, but it's driven more around what you can control, specifically with that impact and the effort. So I love how you're sharing this. So we're not getting bogged down into controlling people, but really focusing on the things that we can do to help move the needle.
Right. Absolutely. And you bring up a good point, because the truth is we have these concrete goals that we have to hit, right? That's how you're getting paid. If I sell something, I'm going to get paid on that, right? So I have to pay attention to it, but it just can't be the driving force, because again, if you're on this hamster wheel of a project or a sales cycle or whatever it is that keeps coming back around, you're never going to feel like you are getting anywhere unless you include some impact and effort-based goals.
Love it. Love it. Okay. The third one, I'm not going to lie, is probably my favorite, because it's one that I think we forget to do often as we are building our businesses and being moms, if you will, is celebrating all the wins. So share a little bit more about why this is important from a healthy mindset.
Oh my goodness, is this so critical to our success as women, as entrepreneurs, as moms, whatever you identify with here. It's so important to celebrate the wins. It is so much easier to hang on to all of the negative stuff, that one troll, that one comment, that one didn't happen sale or didn't happen title or whatever you're working towards. And it is far more impactful to celebrate those wins. Again, it's about confidence and building yourself up and building your team up, the people around you. It is infectious. It really makes you feel like you are doing something and getting somewhere. Yet it's so easy to overlook. Well, you know, yes, I hit those goals, but I have the next ones to focus on. You know, again, if we get back into a certain number, certain project mile marker, right, that you have to hit, and those things are important. But if we start to elevate and pull out all of the little wins, even within your day, you're going to be set up so much better to lead well and lead from a healthy spot. Because again, you've been able to track, okay, things are working. I am going in the right direction. I do have a different vantage point now. We're moving up this mountain. We're growing. And I think that really can be such a strong fuel for your next project. Because again, you know, we have things that are going to come our way that we don't foresee, right? And if we're not building ourselves up and building our team members up, we're going to start to crumble, because it's just going to feel like, oh, here we go again. Here's yet another thing. Rather than, you know what, I actually got through that last time, and now I'm ready for a little bit bigger of a challenge or roadblock or hurdle, whatever it is. I am stronger. I can jump over this. I think that's really important.
I think it's so important. And I am a list gal. And there was a time that I would only focus on, at the end of the day, what I didn't accomplish on my list. And I remember interacting with my coach a few years ago. And she's like, you know, every time I talk to you, she's like, you've accomplished so much, big and small, but you're only focusing on what you're not, what you didn't complete for that week or that day. And she's like, what if you reframe it? And she's like, and how do you celebrate even the small wins? So it was almost flipping this to-do list to, I actually want to end the day to reflect on the things that went well. And it's funny, Shay, because even those small things, like I got to enjoy my coffee in peace, was a win, because my day was so jam-packed that just having that 20 minutes to myself was a win. It truly, I'm not just saying this to be cheesy, it actually set the tone for the day, because I wasn't looking for something negative or focusing on the negative. It was like, oh, a call ended early and I'm celebrating the fact that that was an efficient call, because now I got 5 minutes to do, I don't know. It was just really crazy how celebrating the wins totally changed my mood and still changes my mood in how I show up, whether I'm with my family or if I'm busy in between the corporate side or the side hustle side.
Yes. I mean, those are huge things that you were just sharing. Getting done with a call or an email or something early so that you have that time, especially as you are hopping and toggling between all of these different things. And I think that this audience specifically, you know, if you are doing something on the side of a corporate job or another full-time job, running multiple businesses or home life and a job, everything in between, every minute counts, right? And every minute back can add to your mental health or more time with your family or your passions and your hobbies. These are huge things, yet it feels like, oh, you know, it's just another thing. I should have been able to do that, right? And I think often as women specifically, we get small. It's really easy to just be like, well, you know, other people are doing this. And especially if you're operating in your strengths, in your gifting, it feels natural to you. And so it feels like it's not a win when really you're moving the needle forward. You're doing the things, you're getting better. You get that time to enjoy your coffee. Oh my goodness. In silence. What a concept. So amazing.
Right?
So jealous.
Love it. So to recap, the importance of a healthy leadership mindset is actually broken out into three simple strategies. The first one is doing a quick time audit for your week. So even if you're not a schedule or a calendar person, just taking that 30 minutes, the beginning of the week, the end of the week, to see like what's going on. Two, set impact-driven and effort-based goals. And that friendly reminder, we aren't able to control other people. So being very cognizant of the type of goals that we're setting. And then three, celebrating all the wins, big and small. Did I capture that correctly?
Absolutely. And celebrate, celebrate, celebrate.
Yes.
If you don't know what to celebrate, come find me. I will celebrate with you.
And that's actually a good segue. How can people get connected with you? Because I do believe you might have something that's also dropping around the time that this episode drops.
Yes, I am over on Instagram at The Shay Smith, and or you can come over to my website at theshaysmith.com. Shoot me an email at theshaysmith@gmail.com. Not because I'm important, but because there's a lot of Shay Smiths. That's why I have the on there. And I run a leadership mastermind. It's 6 weeks live training with me, helping women step into their role as a leader with their impact-driven businesses. So if you run a mission-based or a heart-driven company, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're female, I am for you and here for you, cheering you on and encouraging you, because we really can grow together. And I want to serve you in that way. So you can come and get some info about that.
Love it. Love it. Those links will be in the show notes. And it's funny because Shay's like, oh, I'm not that important to have the event in front, but she is that important. Shay and I connect on our good friend Grace's Fill Up Your Cup. I was just speaker there, and Shay and I just somehow connected in the DMs. And Shay, you have truly been such a cool virtual friend to gain along the way. So I hope that my listeners reach out to you and get connected, because it's been fun just conversing with you and learning from you and all the good things that you've been offering in the world. So I'm glad that you were able to join today.
Well, the feeling is mutual. It has been an honor to be here and chat with you, and I look forward to meeting everybody.
Yeah. And before you go, we're doing this new thing on the podcast show where at the end we do a would you rather. So,
ooh.
Yeah, for your birthday, would you rather get cash or would you rather get a gift, and why?
Oh my goodness. So I would rather get a gift. Gifting is definitely my love language. I love giving gifts and picking out gifts for people. So I feel kind of seen when they do that for me. But more so when I've gotten cash or gift cards, just, you know, a cash gift card, I guess. It is so stressful of a decision. For some reason, I can't just buy something I like. I put way too much thought in it. It is not uncommon. My birthday is in November, so it's not uncommon to have it be, you know, sometimes February or March before I try to make a decision. I put way too much pressure. It has to be this thing that's either super productive or last forever, or this great investment. Very rarely do I just go for it. So I would love for someone to make that decision for me.
I love it. I love the reasons, because I would have to agree. I'm definitely a gift person. And for the same reasons that you mentioned, that when I do get the cash or gift card, it ends up just sitting because I'm like, man, I got to figure out what I want, because I'm not typically someone that has a list of things I want. So when someone gets me something that's like, ooh, I was thinking of you and got this, it warms my heart, because even if it wasn't, again, something I was even thinking of, I'm grateful that they thought of me when they got that gift.
Yes, definitely. And just to tie it back to what we were talking about, the last time I got a gift, actually, I think it was for Valentine's Day, I got cash, and it was specifically to use towards a weekly flower delivery. I have a local woman that does a weekly flower delivery service, and it fit within budget to get it every week for a few months. And it really, truly, I know it sounds silly, but it's something that every week when it shows up, it reminds me to celebrate my wins. And again, I know I'm going to, you probably, if you follow me on Instagram, you're going to hear this a lot, because it is so important to follow through with celebrating your wins, because it just changes your posture and your confidence. And you're like, okay, I did it another week. And it's a nice little marker of like, oh my gosh, another week has gone by, but it's important to stop and smell the roses, you know?
Agreed. I love that idea. You might have that somehow in some way, because that is such a cool gift.
Yes. Yeah, I highly recommend it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that. And again, thank you so much for being a guest on the Corporate Side Hustler.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, here's what I want you to do. Take a quick screenshot of you listening to the Corporate Side Hustler podcast and upload the image to your Instagram stories and tag me in it at The Corporate Side Hustler. I would love to hear from you and connect with you on Instagram. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you the same time next week. Until then, enjoy the rest of your day. Bye for now.